You are listening to PesticideTruths.com.
What about enforcement? I mean, I'm sure that there was the specter raised of people spying on you in your homes and seeing what you're using and slapping you down. How does that actually play out?
Absolutely. The industry raised all these horror stories that they cooked up. You know, people will be spraying pesticides in the middle of the night and all this nonsense. What the polling showed, Angie, was that the broad sweep of the public in our province supported these bans. As I said, over 70%. When you have that kind of buy-in from people, when people want a piece of legislation, enforcement is not a problem. The province had to do a little bit of enforcement. There were a couple of people here and there fined and a couple of businesses. But for the most part, people wanted this legislation, so they followed it. And the industry, I must say to their credit, eventually did come around. The lawn care companies, lo and behold, were able to use the non-toxic products, the permitted products. And so enforcement really has not been a problem here in Ontario. And so what we're seeing is what we hoped for. People still have beautiful properties, but they're using non-toxic methods to keep them weed-free.
Gideon Foreman, congratulations on a job well done, and I wish you continued success.
Thank you. It was very much a collaboration with many groups, but thank you. We were happy to play a part.
And you'll find his organization online at www.cape.
Dirty bit.